we did meet at a beer festival, and we may not want to tell that whole story.
We smoked marijuana in a van crammed with about 7 people.
Yes. No, no. There was like 9 people in that van. I was on a lap. I was on somebody's lap. You were
not the only one on a
But I was on somebody's lap. I didn't have anybody on my lap.
And I'm just like, I know a lot of people who are there, and I can't name drop in that.
So no, no. We're like, no name drops. But we are going to name drop. This is Catherine Flocken, everybody. Hello. This, we're going to have kind of a larger podcast here.
It's Flocken, N with an N.
Flocken.
Not an R, an N.
Yeah. I didn't say Flocker.
And you won't.
This is good already. Grace Stevens. Y'all know me, Keaton. This is Josh. Mark. Josh. Oh, you went with last name this time. You normally just goes by Josh, everybody.
I call him Jim.
Jim?
Jam.
Jam.
My Jam. Initials.
I don't actually call him that, but I want to.
So, what have y'all been up to this year? Like, first time seeing you this year. It's kind of nice.
It's been a crazy fucking year so far.
Bet it has.
No, but you guys go first.
You guys go first. It's always challenging when you have a bunch of people on one show, but just speak freely. Have fun. I'm drinking, so.
Is this the Joe Rogan experience? I've always wanted to go on that show.
I wish. He turns down some people.
Yeah.
I listen to every show he puts out, to be honest with you. Like, and he does 3-hour shows. But it's very interesting to see how it's taken off. He is the number one recorded show in the world, actually. He gets 100 million downloads a month.
Joe Rogan? That's crazy. Well,
he's number one podcast.
So what did you say we couldn't talk about on here? Like religions, politics, and...
No, that's actually 2 things we were going to talk about. How do y'all feel about politics and our new president? Are we...
I'm open. Yeah.
No, no, Trump supporters? Trump supporters?
2021!
Wow.
We're living in the future. It's incredible, isn't it? Flying cars soon. To be announced.
Well, I'm just looking forward to medical marijuana being legal or decriminalized on a federal level.
Yeah, that's a good point. Because it is legal here in Arkansas, just FYI.
If I we like do to see
decide to spark one up, everybody.
A new wave of energy. And I think that medical marijuana has definitely brought a new spark of energy to. I thought it was funny because I went to the eye doctor today and the doctor said, he said, no glaucomas, can't prescribe you the card. I was like, what? He's like, you know what? No need for you.
You don't have glaucoma?
Jokes on you.
Did you say how red your eyes were? Look at my fucking eyes. I don't have glaucoma.
I put the contacts in.
I think you should come straight up here and show everybody how red your eyes are.
Well, my eyes aren't actually that red, but they are brown because I got brown colored contacts today.
Stand up. Go show them the camera. I normally have more cameras.
I don't want to touch my hands on anything. She said, don't move.
So, think about the hands if you are watching the video. Okay. You can kind of see. Think about the hands, everybody. Why does Catherine have aluminum foil on her fingers? That's because Grace was kind enough to kind of do her nails, I guess.
She just went full on, like, Pinterest mom.
Yes. That is so, oh my God. Pinterest mom. No, it was more like YouTube fiend. That just like went.
She's baller. Like, I've seen people do this before. I know how to do it.
No, no. I'm like, this is me. This is me every time I get my nails done. I wait too long. There's a pandemic.
Yes.
You have to grow them out until you can cut the nail.
And then, like, pretty much.
It's awful.
Just wait. And I do massage therapy. And so I have to work tomorrow. And also, I got contacts for the first time today in 5 years. And I couldn't take my contacts out.
You really have had glaucoma.
It's been a rough day.
Has it been a rough day?
But now I have rubber bands on my fingers and I feel good about it. So I feel like we're moving in the right direction.
Good.
I think this is going to be a fun show. I'm really excited to have everybody here. Like, we got a dog over here. We got cats over here. There's another dog right here.
Why would people do podcasts without animals?
I think that's a good idea. And so if you're listening to this on like Spotify, definitely go and look at it on YouTube because it'll be much more entertaining. Otherwise, it just sounds like a bunch of crazy people talking to each other.
Even people who don't have kids have pets, you know?
You're so right. People are so likely to have dogs, especially like now, because I feel like a lot of people live like either alone or with just a roommate. So like having a dog is just like essential, or a cat, either one, or a lizard,
or a bird.
Can I play devil's advocate for a second? Because I've had an animal in my life probably every year I've been alive for 30 years. And there's many of times I've thought, man, if I didn't have this responsibility, I could be traveling. I could be doing something else. And I know that's kind of shitty to say, but like animals have a lot of very good qualities. Like as far as when you pet them, you release endorphins in your brain. But, you know, what? I'm not advocating for everybody to get an animal.
When you pet your
Why
pet?
Can't you just take yeah, on the can, fish on the road
release,
with you?
Because like you're loving them and it releases endorphins into your brain. You didn't know that?
Well, right. Also the colors. Just petting like, your pet. Yeah. Anything like.
Yeah, colors, much, music.
Like.
Ah,
you can yeah. look at something and choose to if say that that's you, nice.
And if it makes
and then it'll make you happy.
Wow. When you feel it's good, amazing. That's dopamine.
The
getting
power
released.
Of
it's
of
magic.
The mind.
Yeah. That's the mind, yeah. Power of the mind.
You know what else does that? Making lists.
Making lists.
Making lists.
Like y'all were doing before the show.
Making lists and checking them off.
Like yeah. y'all were doing before the show. Because mm-hmm. y'all were nervous. You were the most yeah. nervous.
I was like, let's make a list.
Don't be nervous.
Let's make a list.
Yeah.
I listened to a Joe Rogan podcast earlier today with Matthew McConaughey, and Matthew McConaughey oh, was like, I love lists. I like just checking shit off on my list.
It's super serious.
Even just taking a shit, check it off. Super You're serious. Checking shit off.
It's literally like,
what did I do today? Well, you know, I took a shit. That was first. And then I drank a glass of water. And that was
And you it. Build on that momentum.
And then like made third, I made my coffee. I made my bed. I drank my coffee. I drank my bed. What?
You drank your bed? What? Holy shit. You want some alcohol, anybody?
No, but like that, like just to, you know, you go to the unemployment office, you wait in line, and those are all things. I'm sorry. It's been a rough year for a lot of people. And I just acknowledge
this has actually been a really good year for me so far, being yeah. the new year and everything.
Well, I know you, Grace, and you're looking at so many things the positive way. But, and most people don't look at it that way. Unfortunately, they look at, oh, this year sucky, blah, blah, blah happened. And like, you look at it very positive though.
Personally, and I just it was am saying that for everybody listening. Year for me. That's, like, okay. 2020 so was one two. Of the best years of my
life. Worst year of my life.
Awesome.
So.
Like,
I had a lot of changes, some of them good, some of them bad.
What's wild is I think a lot of change happened in the world in general, and for better or for worse, and a lot. For better, a lot for worse, you know.
Catherine, if you need to, you can actually sit up here a little bit more. And
I learned.
You're just speaking a little quiet. I don't think people will be able to hear.
You really think I'm speaking quietly?
I know
right
you
now.
Are. I've done this for
I'm
a long, long
quietly.
Time.
I'm speaking quietly.
We're yeah. talking louder than you.
You've also got glaucoma, so.
Okay, let me drink a little more beer. Can somebody play really loud music so I can
No, we can't play loud music
like...
on a podcast. Okay. I get trademarked for that. They'll take it down.
How was that? Was that loud?
I don't know. I'd have to go back and listen
that
to it.
That was
it sounded
really
good. Except we don't have masks on. We're all within 6 feet of each other. Fuck. Okay. Anyways, everybody, we are
Here's
all COVID
all
negative.
What?
Oh, that got your attention? Hold on. Josh, what are you doing over here, bro? What's going on?
Let's well, talk. Personally, I'd say I had a pretty good year. I got together with this pretty beautiful lady
Shut
over
up.
Here.
That
one? That one? That one over there, yeah.
Damn, so I guess I got to break some news, too. Congratulations, by the way. That's I like you guys.
Thank
Josh
you.
Is, don't let his handsome face fool you. He's actually 20 years old.
I'm only 20.
Watch out, ladies. What'd you
she's
say
like,
over there?
She's like she first meets Josh, and she's just like.
Not even at the knee. It was like thigh. It was total thigh.
Yeah.
It was all thigh, and I was like, oh my god! I just did that. That's his wife. Yeah. What am I doing? Also, you just don't grab people's legs that you don't
Yeah,
know
why
that
are you
well.
Grabbing people's legs?
It was weird.
No, you were getting up. I remember. You
I was,
were getting
I was,
up. You were like, I'm gonna get up.
Yeah.
But anyways, I was about to say, like, this is my girlfriend, everybody, but I don't know anymore. Shit.
People used to do
Awkward.
This.
Awkward. So Joe Rogan's on like episode 15, no, like 1800, 1800 he's done. He's been doing it for 12, 13 years. I've been doing it for three. and I'm not like gonna stop at all. I think it's just gonna be really neat. And
yeah,
and I think it builds credibility when you've been doing it for a long time.
For sure. It's like the stock market.
Right. Like you have all of these sort of
GameStop! Have y'all been paying attention to this, Catherine?
Like GameStop. I just put in like $500.
Did you hear what happened? So those of you who maybe aren't as familiar.
Robin Hood.
There was a gentleman named Andrew Left who was so against GameStop that he decided he's going to just ruin the stock. So he's going to say they're obsolete. You don't, everybody just downloads their games now. You don't need them. And so he is rooting against them. And so what he's going to do is like a small push, right? Is that what it's called? A small push? And I could be wrong on that, but it's like a small push, a small hit or something in which he manipulates the stock to go down. But everybody on Reddit and all the Robinhood users, because we all know what Robinhood is. If you don't, message me, I'll let you know.
I'm like, I made $100 off Robinhood.
Yeah, right. Anyways. All those guys on Reddit and Robinhood decided to say, fuck you, Andrew Left. And they bought all of GameStop stock.
No, not the people on Robinhood. It was
Reddit influenced Robinhood.
Right. But yes. Robinhood, like the executive itself, did not like that decision because I tried to buy a stock the other night and I woke up the next day thinking I would have had a stock.
Get to that though. Hold on. I'm still building up on why this happened. Because this guy, Andrew Left, so he was so against GameStop for whatever reason. And he makes a good point. It is obsolete. You can literally just download the game here instead of driving across town and going in there. But regardless, for whatever reason, I believe it's nostalgia. This guy and all these Reddit users, they buy up all the GameStop stock and it goes over $500 a share. And it was only, what, 15?
Yeah,
wild. And what that means is if you sold it today or a couple days ago, it would have been $15. You sell it today, it would have been $500. One share.
It went from $4.
$4.
To, I think it was got over 137.
Got over 500.
Oh, was it over?
It was, yes, it got over $500.
Yeah. Wow.
In like a span of 3 or 4 days. And so Robinhood, on your point, Grace, then decided to shut it down and not allow you to buy stock, which is completely illegal. Completely. You're not allowed to do that.
The government can do that. And I would understand.
But they are an app.
I would have understood if the government came in and they were like, you know what? This is volatile. Yeah. We don't want, this could be bad for the market. But, you know.
That's what they're saying. And only time will tell.
Here's what's really interesting. AOC, Ocasio-Cortez, and what's his name? You know, he's from Texas.
Ted Cruz.
He's in a lot of shit right now. They agree that they should investigate this occurrence. This instance of Robinhood and some other brokerage firm doing the same thing.
And they're opposites. They're right and left, right?
Who?
Ted Cruz and...
They're opposites.
They're right. They're blue and red.
Opposite.
They're right, left. Yeah. It's... Hey, you want to talk politics?
Hey, no, I mean, like, I don't know the, like, full, I only knew, like, the most minimum amount of information. Mm-hmm. That, like, the shares had been basically lended, and, like,
I'm not just checking my phone.
They were, like, I think it was 140%, like, 40% over, and so, like, the Reddit users saw that, like, that they were at an all-time low. They just, like, bought them up in, like, droves and, like, shot the price up.
And that's what it is. In this case, it's what you would call, in a sense, market manipulation. But they call it the Reddit mob, right? The online mob has taken over Wall Street. They're pushing up industries that should be failing. They're pushing, you know, millionaires and billionaires into the toilet on these stocks that they were shortchanging everybody on and then selling them back to people for less than to make a profit. And now they're $70 billion at a loss.
It's wild. It's it kind of feels like a little, I don't know, we talk a lot sometimes, Grace, you know, about politics and like socialism almost, and it kind of feels like the people are almost taken over because there's a lot more people that aren't billionaires than there are billionaires, right?
Sure.
A lot more.
There's more communication.
But what's that statistic? We can look it up, forget it, but it's the amount of billionaires that own the world's wealth, it's like the top 40 guys or guys and girls that are billionaires, richest people in the world, they own like 95% of all the world's money.
So to add to that, a few years ago, I heard that basically one out of every seven people can connect you to every single person in the world. And basically what you kind of said just a moment ago briefly is that we have the ability to communicate basically across the globe now. And so like basically what happened with that was a lot of people communicated about a small error in the system and basically caused a stock collapse. Like
on the hedge fund side.
Yeah.
It's called the 6 degrees of separation theory.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. I couldn't remember the name of it, but I have heard that a bunch before. That's a good one. It's interesting. It's like, and seven is a universal number that you see throughout DNA, throughout biology, throughout the universe. And it's just weird seven why it heaven. Shows up. And that's a big reason that it's one of those numbers that astrologists and stuff have realized that and noticed throughout the years. But
which is that it's interesting. We're even closer connected than that now. Like seven was arbitrary then, but like even like the progress that we've made since then, as far as like being connected through the internet and through the like interdimensional system of, you know.
Like, that's a good point, yeah.
And so, like, to cause something that grand of a thing to happen, like, all of a sudden, is pretty incredible.
That's why people are pissed that Robinhood, a day trading brokerage app, blocked regular Joes from being able to trade while Wall Street...
Because of the internet.
While Wall Street people could continue to bet. That's not a fair market. That breaks the definition of a fair market. During market trading hours... I mean, I was denied.
I would say
my bid into a stock.
I'm curious that because I don't know the legalities of this, but I'm curious because Robinhood is their own business. They own that business, so therefore they have. And I don't know. I'm saying, do they have the power to shut it down whenever they want? And you could because you could always just take your money elsewhere to Fidelity.
Congress is going to take that question up. It's gonna go before Congress. We have a blue Democratic government right now, legislative power, you know, and executive power.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm saying I think marijuana is a good bet because Joe Biden said that he wanted to decriminalize marijuana on a federal level. States can still decide what they want to do, but the feds can stay out of it.
What does marijuana have to do with this specific topic? Sorry, I missed your...
No, that's a good question. I think just because Grace is very a Democrat. I have no... Would that be a good...
I would say I am a moderate liberal.
Okay, a moderate liberal. Okay, but you did vote Democrat. And so you're saying now, and I actually agree with this because we have all blue in the House and the Senate. It's going to be easier to get some things passed.
Like holla.
And Democrats are... really, they're known for being open-minded towards LGBTQ rights, towards cannabis.
Well, what does liberal mean? What is the
word? Are you asking what liberal means?
What does the word liberal mean?
Open-minded to new things. I could get you an exact definition if you'd like. Are you asking? That's what I take it as.
I'm kind of curious.
Okay.
Actually, what the literal definition is. Liberal.
It is willing to respect or accept behavior or opinions different from one's own, open to new ideas.
Wow, that's what a liberal is. Open to new ideas.
Willing.
Libtard.
Those words, liberal and conservative, I think get fucked around with because they are not, like, just because you're conservative does not mean you're not open to things. I know a lot of Republicans that are open to weed. Most people are cool with marijuana, to be accurate. to be honest. Most
people are pretty liberal.
I think it's
like most people in
most
general,
people are not pretty liberal. Liberal.
Pretty liberal. No.
When it comes to
open-mindedness, they don't want you admit that the word aligns with them because it feels too uncomfortable. Most people don't want to admit that they're also conservative because it also feels uncomfortable.
I don't believe that's right at all. I actually the disagree 100%. I'm completely in disagreement. I because I do believe people definitely say they're liberal or conservative. They definitely say one or the other.
At least they don't think about the word itself.
I don't know.
If they align with liberal, they may think about the word itself, but they won't think about conservative and what it actually means.
Maybe.
And same for a person who very much aligns with conservative.
I don't agree.
Consider this the definition of liberal without aligning with it.
Maybe. We'll be right back, guys. We're going to take a break. And we are back. We're going to try something new. Since I didn't bring all the microphones today and we don't have the best setup, but we got a lot of cool people here. But we got a lot of cool people here. We're going to try something new because we are interrupting. I think Catherine has something to say.
You guys, I had a few drinks and I've never been on a podcast. And I'm sorry that I...
Wait, okay. No.
Interrupted. And I just want to give Keaton back the microphone now because I misunderstood what this podcast would be like tonight, and I would like to give him back the mic now.
You're doing great. I think you're going to do better like this because you have really interesting things to say. You just got to get close to the microphone. Sorry, that's loud. Anyways, Grace, you were just saying during the smoke break, everybody, you were just saying you had something really interesting to say. What was that? Was it about Josh?
I can't quite remember at the moment, but I'm going to recall what was happening before all of that stuff happened before. Okay. That confused me a little bit. It's coming back to me.
Black Lives Matter. Sorry.
It's still coming back to me.
Well, it comes back to her.
I remember. I remembered. Okay, so I'm in school. I've been in school for like 10 years, and it's been a rough up and down ride. Life, as they call it, gets you. But I have neglected the last general education class I have. And I guess this will be my question to my fellow speakers this evening. What was the last general education course you had to take? So I'm in my senior year, and my last education course that I had to take was, and is, and I'm taking right now, American history.
Why does everybody take history classes last in their curriculum?
And it's, I don't know.
I took them first.
You know what? I really liked world civilizations.
Oh, I loved world civ. That was my favorite class, and it's not just because my teacher was so hot. Jesus.
I thought it was awesome. I liked the world and stuff. What about you?
I loved history. Me and Josh were just talking.
Yeah, we always took it first year. Yeah, and the funny thing, you know, the last general education class that I needed to take was the reason that I ended up dropping out too. It was the middle of COVID season, was public speaking, similar to what I'm doing right now in a different way.
You are publicly speaking. Josh, what do you do for a living? Well, I know what you do, but tell everybody what you do.
What I do for a living? Well, 2 months ago, I was a pizza delivery driver.
I love it, brother. That's awesome. But now?
Now, I work for Bankers Life in Little Rock, Arkansas. We're in Arkansas. I'm sure you guys know that. I'm a life and health insurance agent. So talk to your mothers and fathers, grandparents, if they're still alive.
Do not pitch them on my fucking show. Okay. I got some questions because there's a lot of people out there that probably are curious about insurance. I got a really crazy question.
Yeah.
What do you think LeBron James pays for insurance?
What he pays for insurance?
Yeah.
Well.
Or how about Elon Musk, Bill Gates? What do they pay for insurance? They pay $1 billion a month for insurance.
At that age, if you're lower than 40, 50, and if you're in the 50s, you're not going to pay much for insurance at all, depending on the policy you get.
I can hear the pitch.
And I'm sure because they've got.
I can hear the pitch
so many times. Right. I have so much health insurance.
I'm sure they have phenomenal doctors that really, yeah. Like, they're gonna live to be about 100 probably. I mean, they're half lizard anyway. Point is, their insurance is gonna be really cheap, so everyone should get insurance while you're young.
Stop pitching on my podcast. But very good point. They are. Did you say half lizards? You mean aliens?
I said half lizards.
Thought he did too. We can talk about aliens. That wasn't
really like health insurance is a very important thing to have. I mean, I'm not health insurance. I meant life insurance. Oh, so
you do sell life insurance.
It's something that we don't. Okay. I have watched Josh go from like just learning all of the basics about it to growing. And as far as the need for taking care of people around you and your family, like whenever you pass on, you know, like it's hard to think about sometimes, but necessary. And like we want to leave the best behind for the people that we care about. And like, it's just
very well said.
There are responsibilities that we have in life beyond what we want to think about. And part of that is life insurance. And yeah. I have not bought any yet, but like, yeah, I do have plans in the future to.
I want to add on that and say other things that you need to be concerned about besides life insurance and health insurance.
Thank you. Lifted us up.
So what are your estate plans? What do you have going on? Your parents are dying. Your uncles are dying.
I like where you're going with that, Grace. But I'm going to change directions. Also, because I don't want Josh pitching us, okay? Dude, you want to get a plug. You're done. Okay, you got your plug. Fine. You're good. Everybody go to Josh for life insurance at Bankers in Little Rock, Arkansas. Okay. We're going to play a little game. Change it up a little bit.
Yeah, dude.
You never know. We've got some listeners. We've had like 7,000 people download this show.
Okay. Wow.
But that's not every episode. That's, you know, some episodes suck. Like, I'm pretty sure this won't get good until we started doing this with the mic. So I'm going to play a game to keep this interesting, everybody. We got four people here.
Wait.
Yes.
I would like to play that game.
We're playing that game right now. You want to know? You're reading my mind, aren't you? She's good. We're going to go around and ask a question to somebody here. You can ask Josh about life insurance. I actually might, but I already asked my LeBron James question. So
no, honestly, he knows so many other things. Life insurance is just the bare minimum.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Let me ask you, Grace, because I'm going to be a little selfish now that I have the mic, because we're going around the room. What do you see in me?
She's like, damn.
Man, you're really kind of weird. I kind of like that.
Thank you.
Aww. You're like a super hype man.
You go, girl.
Go, girl. It's funny. Back in New Orleans, there's a graffiti artist who he likes to graffiti. His name is Go Girl, basically. But he's a gay guy, and his thing is Go Girl. And he's always like posting gay shit all over New Orleans, and it's so good. Love it. Got pictures. I don't know. Ask Keaton. I'll find them. Dig them up. They're good. Real good.
Like gorilla art,
like spray paint.
Yeah, like gorilla. That's, oh, gorilla, I think that's what gorilla art is, like the kind of street name for like the art that is done in spray paint on the sides of walls and stuff. Like usually it has, I mean, gorilla art specifically has like a deeper meaning usually tied into it, so it'll be like a symbol of something else.
An uprising,
like V for Vendetta or something.
5th of November.
It's your question now. Continue with the game. Anything you want to know, just try to.
I can ask anybody.
Anybody in this room. We're an audience, I guess. You
While you think, let's take this time to recognize that it is the month of February.
A full moon?
And
what?
Wait, it's the month of
February? Yeah, it is.
Yes. And that is the month of love. Make sure you reach out to those that you are loved, yeah, that love you. I fucked that ad up. Anyways, Grace, I believe you had a question. We are back.
Silence on a podcast is terrible.
I think my question is to you, Catherine.
I gotta be like a leader.
Do you believe in fairies? Do you believe in fairies?
So if you want the long answer or the short answer?
You tell me.
Do I have to answer this question?
Take a chicken, but you only get one.
Okay, no, I'm not going to take a chicken. Like, obviously, fairies are as real in this universe as anything else that we make up with our minds. Of course they're real. Fairies exist because we say they exist. Okay, so the short answer is yes, but do you want the long answer?
Preach.
Okay. The first time I watched Winx Club, my life was transformed in a way that I didn't know was possible, with pastel, beautiful, just, it just was what it was, and it was excellent, and it was, recently I watched the Winx Club remake, and I know I'm not supposed to talk about media here with, but on lending a hand, I'd like to lend my voice. You're just throwing me under the
bus. You can talk about whatever you want, Catherine.
The fairies are definitely real because they embody a certain
she's not laughing at you, she's laughing at me.
That
no, she's laughing at you.
Just like any sort of idea or belief system, that is its own belief system. And just like Hinduism and Buddhism, not that that's a religion, but Christianity or any other thing that has described lions with scorpions' tails, or, you know, unicorns with, they exist because they do. Okay, and now that's
the Leviathan. It is religion. It's kind of like religion.
Yeah.
I like what you're saying about how you can like manifest things with your mind, or you can put things out there and believe in whatever you want. And that could be potential, that could be your future, that could be goals, and that could be religion. It could be anything, relationships.
True.
You know. So we all just started a new year here. I think we started this conversation with y'all haven't seen each other, and Keaton and Catherine.
Yeah, this is the first time that we've seen each other this year, actually, I think. Yeah, first time that we've seen each other
last year.
It was my dad voice.
Keaton threw some great bonfires last year, and
he said he was an entertainer.
The actual interaction that we got last year was just at your guys' house. Your mom's birthday party was great.
We were just talking about that today with her. She had a good time too. She's like, were they serious? Can I get a massage? Because yeah. My mom loves. Anyways, one thing we probably should have led with, everybody.
We are actually in Catherine's place of business. I know. Trippy. That freaking poster back there. I could just fall
it's
not into
a
that.
Poster. It's a tapestry.
I'm so sorry. Tapestry. Tapestry. Like, tapestry.
Tapestry.
And there's some pups.
We have three dogs.
Yes.
That's really
anyway,
fun. Yeah.
I'm very proud of you guys because, as you said, with Josh, you've kind of seen him grow up. And I've seen you kind of has kind of grown up a little bit in the past few years. I just realized how long ago when I sent you that picture the other day, we'd been friends. I was like, oh.
That was taken in the unemployment office.
Yeah. No. Well, the current unemployment office. Yes, I did, because I'm there right now. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah. No.
And I probably make more than you a month on unemployment, which is fucking crazy.
I've been trying to set up for unemployment for a month, and I keep going up to wait in line, and then I keep thinking, like, I don't want to wait in line, and so I leave.
Yeah, you just gotta wait. You know.
I was on unemployment for 9 months.
Damn, we are really helping people.
I was on unemployment for 9 months. I was living in New Orleans when this pandemic stuff happened. I lost both my jobs as a waitress, two different restaurants. I was making $800 plus a week during busy season. I was going to make bank last year. I was supposed to get 50 grand last year. For a waitress, that's, I think that's pretty good. I don't know.
Yeah.
I thought it was good. Waitress.
I didn't think they made that. I didn't when I was a waiter.
Depends where you are. Location is everything.
Tuesday wasn't ideal location.
No. But you make good money, right?
That was good. It's decent. Yeah. 15.
What did you do? You danced on the bar?
Minimum wage. Yeah, I danced on the bar. Got all the girls' numbers. It's more of
numbers or money?
I wish it was the second one.
I was on unemployment for 3 months last year, and that was the longest vacation that I've had in a while. But, like, after a while, I was just like, when am I going back to work?
Yeah, same.
Yeah, but, like, I see, like, businesses, like, I was at Target the other day, and as I was checking out, the guy in the checkout line, this little... just precious little man named Jerry was just like, do you have your Target card? Like, if you sign up, you can get a $50. I was just like, you're so precious. Thank you. I don't want that, but thank you. And he was just like, they're cutting back everybody's hours here. And poor old man Tom is just like only getting 10 hours a week. And it's just... I'm like, I see you guys out there. Thank you for doing what you do. You're
essential.
You're essential. And I need to get a job at the grocery store just for freaking morale.
Hey, Catherine, that was beautiful. Geez. What's your question? Do you have a question? You've got to, that's part of the game. And then Josh is going to get back in here.
Have you ever had a job at a grocery store?
I hope you're asking me. Ask me.
Okay.
Probably my favorite job ever was at a grocery store. Harvest Foods in Hot Springs, Arkansas. I was like 15, 16, 17. And then like 19. But it was like so cool. You got to see all your friends and like you're like checking them out. Wing, wing, wing. It's awesome. And I don't know. I just worked with cool people.
Can I ask you another question?
Sure.
Do you ever get tired of riding the cart or the buggy from like the store to the parking lot? Like, does that ever get old?
Never. Never. Man, I have so many cool stories that I would just one day love to get into, but okay. All my friends worked there, and that'd be a good topic for another show.
Okay.
Man, where did Josh go?
So, I have a client who is a fighter. If I can get on the topic of massage therapy for a second. Because I've had some pretty cool clients lately. If you guys don't mind me talking about.
Hold it down here.
Okay. So, do I need to hold the cord or not?
Don't touch the cord.
Okay.
Don't mess up the nails.
Y'all gotta see these. Are we gonna see a finished product or what?
Maybe.
It's maybe not during maybe the podcast. That's too much.
Okay.
Yeah.
Too okay much during the podcast.
I'm just trying to not mess them up. Just trying my best. So he has a fight on Saturday, and I haven't seen him in like maybe definitely since last year.
He
like,
or
definitely
she?
He. So yeah, he's an MMA fighter.
and like it just like I haven't seen him in probably 3 months.
Yeah.
And I saw him again today, and usually that's pretty normal for my clients, like 3 to 6 months, you know.
That's your average timeline for
I saw him today after minimum 3 months. And I was just like, it occurred to me, like, because he has a fight this Saturday and like where he was at today, I was like, you need to come back in 2 weeks. Like, and like, I realized that, like, as a business owner, like, even like as a medical professional, like I saw that. And like, that was a new thing for me. I was like, I took a step back and I was like, whoa, wait, I should be booking appointments differently. Like, it's time to actually like set goals and like timelines.
Can I ask something?
Yeah.
So,
but it was specific to his health condition that he was in, that like his arms were sort of like locked like this. And I was like, okay, sorry. His arms were sort of locked.
Yeah, yeah, no, that's okay.
I'm like,
so nervous. When you hear this back, you'll be like, oh, he was actually giving me great advice.
Yeah.
Sorry. I like to tell myself I'm right sometimes.
I need a horse tranquilizer.
I was just talking to Josh about that. No, okay, so that's a good point, because as a medical professional and somebody who sees that all the time, do you advise them to try and come back in 2-3 weeks?
Well,
after the fight.
I haven't dabbled so much into like sports massage that I've like had to think in that brain. I've just sort of had clients that just come when they feel like, and like when they come when they feel like, you know, it's
so they're not as disciplined.
No,
I'm kidding.
Then they're not regular clients,
right? And I realized as a business owner, like, I need to build regular clientele that like come back on a regular schedule. And I had a new perspective today, and it was neat. And my fighter client, he's gonna go and do great, and he's gonna come back. And I'm excited to get more into that field of like actually working with like long-term solution oriented work. And I feel like I'm there in my career.
I would like to add to that and say you should invest in marketing for maybe sports clients in the future, because right? Or maybe athletes or
high school athletes,
local
athletes. Well, we don't have any in Arkansas.
Oh yeah, but
That's a huge deal. That's your clientele. We're never gonna have college athletes.
When I say pro, I don't mean actually like big league pro. I mean our athletes here in Arkansas may not be in a big league, but they are pro.
Okay, shout out to all athletes that aren't pro listening to this and don't understand that at all, because a regular athlete would say, "You said pro." Anyways, sorry, stickler. By the way, I just realized I'm not going to use the video on this, so forget the video over there. It works way better. I feel like we have a better conversation that way.
Okay.
Right.
Sure.
It makes you nervous when you're on video, which is an interesting topic. Do y'all get nervous when you're on video?
No.
I'm not nervous right now.
Good.
Good. I'm not either on video. I've gotten kind of conditioned to it, but.
Do you not like our reaction right now?
No. Your reaction's fine. Okay. I definitely like your reaction, Grace. Stop being cute. This is a professional podcast. Never bring your girlfriend on a podcast, everybody.
So, there are professional athletes here in this area. Basically, diving more into that clientele and getting people back on a regular basis and sort of, I like the research-based approach as far as because I've seen so much progress in like my regular clients that have come back as far as like knee pain. This is not something that you guys want to hear about on this podcast. Like,
I'm sorry.
You're okay. No, I actually like hearing about the details. I think,
like, pulling into marketing and getting into, like, the client.
You have to talk when it's in front of you. Just remember that. If it's not in front of you, try to grab it from me. I don't mind, you know, because they won't be able to hear you. I know we're having a conversation, but we're also sharing it.
You want to hold it?
Can I explain what you mean a little bit more?
I don't think I can. I think we may do better switching to a different topic.
Okay. Yeah. What do you want to talk about?
Yeah, it's your turn to ask a question.
Where did Josh
what? Go? Okay. I have a...
That's my question.
That's a good question. Josh.
He got nervous. He's like, he was shy. He was kind of just sitting back. He's that kind of dude.
Word
like
did you one. Guys spell wrong in the spelling bee?
Oh. You guys. Okay. I was in, let's say, fifth grade. I was in fifth grade, small school, small private school. And I had a spelling bee. I'm a terrible speller. I'll start out and say that. I'm not good. Things confuse me. Words are silly. Letters. Especially the spelling. Sounds, I'm pretty good at sounds, but letters. So I misspelled the word hair. And it was
H-A-I-R? No, that's not a surprise.
It was hair.
Definition.
Oh, air? Heir? Like heir to a throne?
No to that. No, not heir, but hair. And I did ask for a definition, of course I did. But did I know how to spell the word? I did not. So the word was hair, like the animal, and I spelled it like hair, like this fine, beautiful hair on my head.
It's, can I get this, make sure I got this right? H-E-I-R-E?
No.
H-E-I.
Hey, everybody, I got held back in the first grade, and it was because of spelling.
No! Fools! Let me tell you. It's hair like the animal, H-A-R-E. Be amazed.
So do you guys want to hear a funny story?
Yes.
Yeah, always. That was pretty funny, though.
Okay, actually, switch track. My word in the spelling bee that I spelled wrong was celebrate. I'm just like, that really affected me. C-E-L-E-B-R-A-T-E. Not C-E-L-A. C-E-L-E.
I feel your pain.
Celebrate with an A. Clever.
Are you a good speller, Keaton?
I literally just spelled something wrong like 10 seconds ago. I don't know how to spell hair. Tortoise in the hair. I literally spelled that wrong.
You do know how to spell hair. You just didn't know how to pronounce it. You pronounced it like air.
Thank you for having my back. But honestly, everybody's going to think I'm a dumbass. And that's okay. Because I am. Thank you for calling me weird earlier, too. I appreciate that. Hey.
How long do your podcasts usually last, by the way?
We are about to wrap it up.
Okay.
To be honest.
I was going to ask because I think it's great that you have a system.
Absolutely. You got to have a system. I've actually been terrible at communicating my system with y'all. I've been like, you fucking suck at this. No, we shouldn't have been on video the whole time.
I was wondering if it was like a practice round or something. And
never.
You were just like ready.
You don't get practice rounds in life.
See, and sometimes you do, you know?
Yeah, you do. It's called practice.
And a lot of times, oh my gosh.
But actually what I meant was just when you're in a conversation with somebody, I've tried to learn, I've seen how bad and good I've been at conversations.
I think it's important to have a conversation now that's long enough. Like, you have to have sort of a preparation, you know, like you have to like hang out and just sort of like chill for a while. And I apologize for eating an edible about, you know, 2 hours ago.
Yeah.
I feel like I
she has glaucoma, everybody.
I do have glaucoma.
I like how your dogs, honestly, the one bad thing about not putting the video of this one out will be the cute animals. Man, they were so adorable. We got Nala and Jack-Jack over
honestly,
here.
Honestly, if we could like,
do it again.
Sometime.
Of course, we will. I've had Sean on here several times. You know Sean.
This is the first time.
We don't actually.
First time.
First.
It, you get better. Like I said, my very first podcast, my 60th podcast, I got better on every single one.
Yeah. You know what show I really liked was The Queen's Gambit.
I haven't seen it. It's got, what's her name? Emma Stone.
She definitely looks like her.
No.
It's definitely Emma Stone.
It's not Emma Stone.
Hold my beer.
She's younger than Emma Stone.
Definitely younger. She's only 24.
Yeah. Crazy. She looks like Emma Stone.
Oh, no.
She's got big eyes.
I might be wrong, everybody. Fucking Google will check your ass so quick. Anna Taylor-Joy. Anyways, about The Queen's Gambit, what did you like so much about it? Because I've heard it's about chess. Whoa, that's so fun. But I've also heard it's one of the most downloaded shows ever on Netflix.
Oh, it's about so much more than chess. It's about the passage of friendship and the... Go ahead.
No.
No, I was pushing
I've
never it closer
seen
it.
To Oh, I was like...
I was going to hold it for you.
It's about addiction and the power that it can hold over you and a lifetime of obsession over something so great that defines you and then... Sort of a no. It's a great show. Thank you. Sorry, I was like, you're the mic guy. Thanks.
I'm better at it than you because you'll be talking over here. Hello, everybody.
Sometimes you have to have a perspective. Okay.
That's what I need to get better at on this. It just costs a lot of money, but I need more microphones for everybody. And honestly, a podcast is only it's hard with more than when you have a bunch of people. You have to have a leader of it. Like you have to have somebody that is, I look at you and you're like, I am because it is my podcast. Thank you. But sometimes I'm still getting better at it, you know, and it's actually fun to grow through. Like literally I felt like I just grew a little bit because I'm not worried about the video anymore. Like the angle, like, look, this would have been a terrible angle to talk to.
I'm sorry. I'm just like, woo.
She's odd like that. She just exercises at random periods of time.
Yes. Sometimes you just have to stretch, you know? Like, that's...
My body's out of whack.
Like,
Where's Josh?
The acronym that I really wanted to talk about today, SEMP, S-E-M-P-S.
Where's Josh, everybody?
That's the name of this episode. I hope he gets a bunch of life insurance. I hope he gets 50 clients. Fucking, if you need life insurance, Josh Germain. He's 20 years old. He's a hardworking pizza delivery boy. He will hook you up.
He actually knows this shit. He's smart as hell.
Stretch, you guys. Don't be afraid to stretch.
Hey, you got any water up in this bitch?
I do. You want a bottle?
I'll just take a bottle.
I want a bottle, too.
Bottle of what? I haven't drank this.
What?
It's you and me alone in the living room, Grace.
What happened?
I don't know.
Have I been good?
Do you think I forgot what I was gonna say. We'll be right back with the last skit from this apparently interesting conversation. Any final thoughts? Anybody? Josh? I'm gonna have another final drink here.
I'll grab that bowl real quick.
Any final thoughts, sir?
I have one thing to say. And back to life insurance, I'm not going to pitch you anything, but as the cost of living goes up, so does the cost of dying. Just keep that in mind.
We were just talking about Where's Josh. I'm naming this episode Where's Josh, not gonna lie to you, Josh.
I'm sorry, y'all.
People are gonna want to know more about you, Catherine. People are gonna want you to make your own show after this.
I have my business card yet, but
because you got a vibe.
And then he's gonna put it in the description.
Let me explain to you again, like I've explained to everybody here tonight. Hold the microphone this close.
I know y'all can hear me just fine.
You will be absolutely surprised at the sound quality. It is crazy why those artists, like the rappers and country music artists, and that they have those studios that are soundproof. It is absolutely crazy, man. And I've been in a couple that are really nice, but I don't have that kind of fucking money to make a $40,000 studio right now. I wish everybody, so go and lend a hand to me and to Josh. Josh, do you want them to find you on social media, or do you want to be?
No, just do your own thing. I'm not.
You're the only person that's ever said no. Don't look me up on social media, Josh Martin. Everybody, Grace, do you have any last final words?
This is fun. It's my first podcast.
Won't be your last.
Keaton's cool.
Thank you, girlfriend.
Listen to the podcast.
Appreciate that. Go donate too. I could use the money. I'm unemployed, as we talked about earlier, everybody. Lucy, anything else to say? Thank you, Lucy. All right, guys. Thanks for tuning in. Catherine, she's done as well. Peace out.
Peace.